Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We're going to get into the message here in just a minute. But first, I want to give you an update on what's happening here in Africa, coming to you from Mumias, Kenya today. We've been getting rains, very abundant rains, just about every day. We're in the short rain season right now, right the middle of the short rain season. And we have maize and different crops, lots of vegetables growing out at the children's home. And they're looking very good, as you can imagine. Our children are in school right now, so it's a bit quiet around the children's home. And we have a team over in Tanzania right now as I speak. They're organizing a crusade that we're going to be doing over there in November, hopefully in November, mid-November. And so you can keep that in your prayers. We're also praying about building a school near our children's home. We have an acre of land that we've already purchased. We want to purchase another acre of land, have 2 acres there side by side. We can build a nice primary school and have a place to send our own children from the home to that school, and also invite in village children. In Makunda Village, there's very, very poor children there. Many don't have shoes or decent clothing. Some don't have food. And so we want to invite in village children, and we provide a good primary school with a Christian education for these village children. So keep that in your prayers. The church is going well. Keep the church in your prayers. We have many coming to the church, full house just about every week. And so we praise the Lord for that. And we thank you for your prayers and for your provision for the ministry projects we have going here in Kenya. Well, today we're going to be talking about God's plan of redemption. And this is a big subject. This is really the subject of the whole Bible. The fall came in the first 3 chapters of Genesis. And then after that, everything else is trying to put the pieces back together, trying to reveal to man, show to man that there was a plan of redemption for his soul, for his spirit, for his life, and that all was not lost in the fall. Yes, the earth and all of the people on the earth have had a, you might say, a cataclysmic shift in their existence, because Adam and Eve were in a place of bliss. Adam and Eve were in a place of no sorrow, no pain. It was just as heaven is today, only it was on this earth. And God came down and he spoke. He walked in the garden and he spoke to Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. And so there was a cataclysmic shift when Adam and Eve fell, when they sinned. And then the plan of redemption that God had for mankind was pushed into existence. And so that is where we are today. We're living in the fallen world, but the plan of redemption is in front of us. It is around us. It is everywhere. And all you have to do is say, yes, Lord, and you will have that plan of redemption in your life. Well, I'm going to start here in Genesis 3:22. This is the spiritual place that we are in today. And then the Lord said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. Well, let me just stop right there. This is after the fall. This is after Eve ate of the apple, ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then she gave it to Adam and he ate. And so their eyes were opened to evil. Their eyes were opened and they knew they were ashamed. They knew they were not naked. They knew then that they had an opportunity and an option to choose evil and to know what God knew about evil. And so at that point then, they were no longer innocent. At that point, the fall had taken place. And now, it says back to the scripture, and now, lest he put out his hand and take also from the tree of life, that is, lest Adam put out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. And so the Lord sent Adam and Eve out of the garden because they knew now good and evil. Prior to this time, they only know good, but now they know evil also. And the Lord says, if they live forever knowing evil, then the possibilities of the things they can do on this earth in an evil manner, in an evil fashion, the possibilities are endless. And so the Lord put cherubim at the garden, at the entry to the garden, and the flaming swords of the cherubim kept Adam and Eve from coming back into the garden. And the Lord cast them out onto the earth to live by the sweat of their brow, to work and to toil. And he then also started to shorten their life. And so they didn't live forever and promote the forces of evil on the earth forever. And so he began to shorten their life. Death came with the fall, not only physical death. We are all going to die. You're going to die. I'm going to die. But also spiritual death came because we no longer were sinless. We no longer were innocent. And we no longer then had the luxury or the beauty and the privilege of walking in a sin-free life in the Garden of Eden with God. Well, all was not lost. Mankind had fallen, yes, but all was not lost. And Jesus made this known through Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 1, verse 20. Peter says that he, Jesus, indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through Jesus, believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Well, beloved, what this tells us is that God had a plan from the beginning, from before the foundation of the world. God had a plan to redeem mankind, fallen mankind. He had a plan to redeem us back to him, that we can know the righteousness of God, that we can be reconciled back to God, that we can have peace in this fallen world. We can have joy in this fallen world. Can you imagine living in this world? Those of you who are born again, those of you out there listening today who are Christians, can you imagine living in this world and not knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Where would you go for help? Where would you go? You can't go to a man who will betray you. You can't go to man who will promise you but can't deliver on the promises. Where would you go to find peace? Where would you go with your anxiety? Where would you go with your stress and your tension? Where would you go with your praise and your worship? You cannot find it here on this earth. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives do I give unto you. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." And so, with the peace that we have in knowing Jesus Christ, we can have joy, we can be settled, we can sleep well, we can enjoy this life, give praise for the things, the beauty of this life, give praise for the accomplishments, for the physical beauty, and all the spiritual things that happen in our life that give us that joy that this world cannot give. Beloved, if it wasn't for Jesus Christ and the plan of redemption of our Father God, we would not have that joy. We would not, I can't even imagine starting to think about it. I can't even imagine what kind of place this world would be to live in if the devil had complete and total rule and there was no option besides living the way the devil wants you to live. Well, Jesus spoke about that also in John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you." He was talking to the disciples there, but he's also speaking to us. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Well, beloved, that is a promise to you. You will have tribulation in this world. You will have chaos. You will have stress. You will have difficulty. You will sin in this world because you are also part of the fallen race, just as I am. But Jesus said, you will have peace if you know me. If you know me and understand me, keep my commandments, you will have peace. And he said, be of good cheer. In other words, don't focus on the daily news. Get your good cheer. Get your good peace. Get your passion for living from Jesus Christ, the Son of Father God. Get your peace from him, and you will overcome the world just as Jesus overcame the world on the cross. He overcame through the resurrection, and so that is what he is offering to you today. Well, I'm going to start here with a few passages in 1 Peter chapter 1, and we'll start here in verse 3. And of course, you know, Peter was a disciple who walked with Jesus. He's one of the original 12, a fisherman that Jesus called to walk with him. And Peter became a teacher and a lover of Jesus Christ. And even though he sinned and he denied Jesus at the resurrection, at the cross, he denied Jesus, but he then therefore was redeemed back to Jesus. Before Jesus left this earth, he was redeemed back to Jesus. And so these words then are powerful words, the books of Peter, 1 Peter and 2 Peter, powerful words that you can read when we get done with this broadcast. So 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy, nobody is perfect, nobody keeps their word 100%, and so we get promised different things by men and women, we get promised things by our parents, by our children, and that things never come to pass, things always fall short, and so we cannot hope in the things that people promise us. But the abundant mercy of God has given us hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus said before he went to the cross and before he was resurrected, he said, I'm going to be crucified, but on the third day I will be raised up again. And he kept his promise. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. He was raised up. He defeated the devil. At the cross, he defeated the devil at the resurrection. He even went down into Sheol and preached the message to the Old Testament saints that were being held prisoner, being held captive in Sheol. And so Jesus kept his promise to us. He kept his promise to the disciples. And even today, he will keep his promise to you that we have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In verse 4, 1 Peter 1, and we have an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and it does not fade away, and it is reserved in heaven for you. Beloved, you have a home in heaven reserved for you. Jesus said in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you. He was talking to the disciples, preparing them for the time when he would go to the cross. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Believe in God. Believe also in me. He said, I'm going to build a mansion for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. And I go to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, Jesus said, I would have told you. And so he is preparing a mansion for you today. Beloved, this world is not your home. The incorruptible and undefiled inheritance that you have is in heaven. Beloved, better days are ahead. I'm not saying rush it. I'm not saying take your life in your own hands. When your time is done, the Lord will let you know, and he will allow you to come to heaven with him if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But beloved, this is not your home. This place is not my home. This place is full of tribulation and trouble and trials and it is a difficult place, and we have a better place. We have a city in heaven that is our inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and it does not fade away, and it is reserved for you. It is reserved for me. If you live to be 60, praise God. If you live to be 80, praise God. If you live to be 100, praise God. But you have an inheritance waiting for you in that place in heaven. And your loved ones who knew Jesus Christ are up there, the Old Testament saints, the people that have accepted Jesus from all over the world. They are there, and they are rejoicing with the angels. They're rejoicing with the apostles, the disciples, all the Old Testament saints. And so you will be there rejoicing with them if you are patient and you wait for your reward when it is given to you after you die. And verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in this last time. And so salvation comes by faith. All you have to do is believe the words of Jesus. All you have to do is believe the words that I am telling you today. If you're not born again and you've never accepted Jesus, you have to believe and accept by faith that he went to the cross, that he shed his precious blood for you, that he died for you on the cross, and that these things that he promises you in his word are valid, they are true. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. That's John 14:6. And so when Jesus speaks, the words that he speaks are true, and the words that I speak that I'm reading from his word today, they are words of truth, and you can trust them. 1 Peter 1:18, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Well, the plan of redemption, God knew that he would have to send his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. The plan of redemption was such that there was no sacrifice. The Bible tells us that God looked all over the earth to find a ransom, to find a sacrifice, to find some way to pay for the sin of man, to bring man back to him, to reconcile man back to him. But he could find no worthy sacrifice. There was no man, not even one, that was perfect. No man was even close to being perfect. And even still today, there is no man that is even close to being perfect. So God provided the sacrifice. The plan of redemption includes the precious, perfect, spotless, stainless blood of Jesus Christ. You were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Well, you read in the Bible about the day of Passover when the children of Israel were captives, they were prisoners, they were slaves in the country of Egypt, and God took them out of bondage and he had them kill the Passover lamb, put the blood over the doorposts and the lintels of their house. And when the death angel passed through, the children of Israel were spared, but all the firstborn of the people of Egypt were taken and destroyed. And so that was a sign and a wonder. It was a foreshadowing of the blood of Jesus over our own temple. And the blood of Jesus, the perfect spotless lamb, was slain before the foundation of the world. God said he was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Verse 21, who through Jesus, believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Well, Jesus was with God from the beginning. He was not created by God. He was with God from the beginning. And so God had the plan of salvation. He had the plan of redemption at his side from the beginning. And Jesus, he had to come to earth, not back to earth. He had to come to earth and live as a man and live as a sinless man also, so that when he went to the cross, that sinless, spotless blood would be the perfect ransom to be paid for our sins. In John 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word, Jesus, was God." He was in the beginning with God. And so Jesus was called the Word. John speaks that Jesus was the Word. And so when you are reading the Bible, when you are memorizing the Bible, when you are speaking the Bible, you're speaking Jesus, you're speaking the Word of God. Every word of the Bible is God-breathed. It is breathed, and it is on those pages because of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, which is also God. And so that time in the beginning, when there was no earth, when there was no foundation of the earth, even before God had started to create the earth, there was Jesus Christ, there was Father God, there was the Holy Spirit, and in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. And so through Jesus Christ all things were created. Then it goes on to say in John chapter 1, verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right," or the authority, "to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." So there is the plan of redemption, the capstone for the plan of redemption, the final act of the plan of redemption. Jesus came to this earth. As many as received them, he gave the right to become children of God. And so you have the right, you have the authority. All you have to do is walk into that authority, walk into that right, that privilege, and you can become a child of God. You can become to a right standing, a place of righteousness with God. And beloved, that is my desire. That is my heart's desire, the reason for this radio broadcast. The reason God has given me a purpose to live is to help people see that they have the right to become a child of the living God. So in Jesus' time, Jesus then came back to the earth, John 1:14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And so we beheld his glory. When Jesus was on the earth, people knew there was something very unusual about him. He was in the temple teaching with authority when he was 12 years old. When he went to the cross, the darkness covered the earth, and people said darkness shook the earth, and everyone trembled. They knew something very strange, very wonderful, very different about this man was being manifested in front of their eyes. And so the events of the resurrection, the events of the crucifixion, all those things spoke about the deity of God, spoke about the deity of Jesus, that he was truly God's Son, the perfect, spotless Lamb, and he was given as a payment and a ransom for our sin. Well, beloved, I hope that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I hope that as I speak these words to you today, you can say yes and amen, that you know that you are saved. If you don't know, contact me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and I can dialogue with you, get you some literature to get you started on your Christian walk, maybe pray for you if you have questions. Pray for you if you have confusion or doubts. Email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com. We can get you started on your Christian walk so that you can know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that you are reconciled back to God, that you are saved, and you can have peace as you walk upon this earth. Well, Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for this day. If you would like to support this ministry, we'd love to hear from you for all the projects we have going in Africa and to keep this good radio broadcast coming. Get in touch with us. Sit down, write us out a check. Let us know you're listening, and you will be blessed. We will be blessed. We'll get a book in your hand if you make a donation. And we thank the Lord for you listening today. Tune in again next week. God bless you. Have a great week.